Welcome to Center Maryland. I can't think of a more compelling guest to talk about the future of Owings Mills and some of the great things that the Jewish Community Center is doing out there throughout Greater Baltimore, based in Owings Mills. But we are here with really an association expert, a Jewish life expert, and a community builder. His name's Barak Herman. He's the CEO of the JCC of Central Greater Baltimore, which I think is an important distinction. Sometimes we say Central Baltimore, of Greater Baltimore. Barak, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, Damien, awesome to be with you. Really honored to be on this podcast with you. You guys do great stuff, so thanks for having me.
So 10 years, man, that is no short service in Greater Baltimore when you're talking about a power organization like the JCC. How did you get the gig, and then how have you maintained the momentum, you know, year after year so successfully?
So first of all, you know, I've been a JCC guy now for 28 years, working in four different communities. I'm a New Yorker. One of my proudest things on my legacy will be that they kept a Yankee fan in Baltimore for a decade. Hope nobody holds that against me, you know, but, you know, I love building community. I love connecting people. I really believe deeply in, you know, partnerships to, you know, bring people together and enhance people's life. So the JCC of Greater Baltimore is, you know, I'm proud. It's the oldest JCCs in North America. You know, I was working up at a JCCs in New Jersey and as an executive, and Baltimore is the charm city for a reason. So they charmed me to come down. It's been an amazing decade, just, you know, constantly evolving to meet the trends of just life and Jewish community and larger community. It's just been a really great opportunity, and I'm really proud of our team and our efforts.
Now, some people might say JCC of Greater Baltimore, and you look at where the Jewish community has grown throughout the region, really could be located sort of almost anywhere in the region. Why is Owings Mills ground, the center ground for the JCC?
You know, it's interesting. You know, we serve people from all over the county and even outskirts now. You know, the JCC has a campus in Park Heights in the northern section of the city. And when the Jewish migration moved out to Owings Mills in the county in the 70s, the Associated and the JCC had the foresight to build a community campus out there. It was supposed to be just a youth center, not this 160,000 square feet, massive, amazing campus of engagement. And Owings Mills, you know, to me is a phenomenal place for people to access the JCC if you're coming from the old historic neighborhoods like Pikesville, but also reaching new communities like Luther, Veltimonium, and the surrounding counties. Today, the JCC is extremely diverse, and it's located in, to me, one of the most exceptional diverse communities of Owings Mills. You know, so as the Jewish communities evolved, Damon, you might not be aware, but 70% of Jews intermarry. There's a lot more interfaith marriages, a lot more diversity within the community, and the JCC is just so well positioned in the community like Owings Mills to do our work.
Barak, you know I got ahead in Baltimore politics just by marrying a Steinberg girl. That was the only way I could rise up. So I'm with you. Talk to me about the Gordon Center. It sounds like a lot of state and county officials are working hard to support you. You got Senator Hedelman out there, and you got County Executive Johnny Oshevsky, who's just an enormous powerhouse as well. Talk to me about your plans there.
You know, when I came to town, we had this beautiful theater at the Gordon Center, and we realized that it was such an incredible engagement asset to serve, you know, to really expand our programming and our staffing and to really leverage it as an asset. And even as I looked at master planning with the county executive and some of his team, arts and culture was needed. I mean, it was clear, Damien, that we needed to get people out. People need to stay connected, feel safe. And so over the last decade, we've been transforming the Gordon Center into a multidisciplinary theater, live music, dance, literary, just something for everybody, children's theater, theater camps, so much going on. And about three, 4 years ago, we realized it was time to give the place a facelift, up its cool factor. We're probably going to be the first JCC in North America that is going to have a 30-foot long bar and new concession and modern technology. And really, Senator Hedelman, the county executive, the elected officials, and others have been just local foundations have just been phenomenal at seeing this vision of using a theater to connect people and bring arts and culture. It's just been an amazing transformation to watch. And we're opening up in January. It's going to be a hot venue, exciting place locally to just come experience arts in beautiful Owings Mills at the J campus.
I'm all in. We're going to have to do a little something just on that. I think that's a big deal. If anybody knows that, really, the Owings Mills in some ways is the center of so much culture in greater Baltimore, and we don't even realize it until we're, you know, around the holiday or, you know, doing some certain doing different community events. One of the treats of your success out there, I guess it's the, in our political business, we call it no good deed goes unpunished, but you've done such a marvelous job with the J, you all call it, that the Owings Mills Corporate Roundtable, which is one of the most powerful, and they're pretty modest about themselves, but one of the most powerful business groups in the state of Maryland, people like T. Rowe Price, Care First, you all, they said, hey, it's time to make Barack the chairman of this Owings Mills Corporate Roundtable. Yeah. Tell me what that means for the people of Baltimore County and Maryland.
You know, look what, you know, connecting and collaborating as being a community organizer is bringing people together. And the Owings Mills Corporate Roundtable is really unprecedented from my experience working with communities to have the major employers and Owings Mills, the ones you mentioned, the Baltimore Ravens, Stevenson University, Irvine Nature Center. We got top private schools in the area, McDonough, Garrison Farr's, Jamesee, Maryland Public Television, you know, the, you know, working with the developers, the nonprofits, universities, private, big corporate, big box, small box, but all of us aligning to really say we're all really invested. We want a great place for people to live, work, and play. We want to be able to recruit people to want to work out here in Owings Mills. So we're all talking about economic development together, public safety. And so when they asked me, I said, wait, you want the not-for-profit guy leading the roundtable? You know, it's really been an honor for me to just convene this group of C-suite executives. And they're all these phenomenal down-to-earth people, all committed to making Owings Mills and their respective organizations successful. So the roundtable, that's what we do. We talk about the current kind of managing the present of Owings Mills, I like to say, but really about curating its future. And my like new buzzword is we're all about nurturing the identity of Owings Mills. So it's about managing the present, curating the future, and nurturing the identity. And the fact that we can bring everybody together to talk about it is just unprecedented. You know, it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, my just as a former recovering political operative, my view of Owings Mills in Baltimore County was it sort of had all these assets. But the community itself had different visions at different times about what it thought it ought to be. And I just think the job that you and Karen Smith have done there with the roundtable has really shown everybody that there's a ton of alignment around, as you said. Give me that one more time about curating the future. Say it one more time for us.
I like to say managing the present, curating the future, and nurturing our identity. You know, we don't want to have 80 different individual identities. We want Owings Mills to have a collective identity.
Yeah, you know, in Owings Mills, you have right in the center of it. I think it's Baltimore. I'm going to say I'm certain. I tweeted this at least. By the way, I tweeted something about Owings Mills, the Metro Center, being the only transit-oriented development in all of Baltimore County, one of the biggest counties in the country. And I got, it was after our lunch together, Barack, and I just took a little selfie shot and had Metro Center behind me. And I got people from Wes Moore's, it looked like we got people from Wes Moore's transition team, Governor-elect's transition team chiming in, you know, people like Aaron Tamarchio, who's done the amazing job over at Dundalk's Trade Point Atlantic. You know, it's basically an all new multimodal port. You had Ruth Ann Norton, who is, you know, like a housing czar, and certainly Governor Wes Moore's top advisor on housing, chiming in for Owings Mills. And even Jake Day from Salisbury was pumped about it. He's doing a lot of stuff in housing out there in Salisbury. So he was talking about how these mixed use, high density redevelopments are the future. You all have had that forever in Owings Mills. Do you find, like, we've heard about Towson's time and Woodlawn has really going off the charts in so many ways in the health and tech sector. We talked about Trade Point. It feels like it might be Owings Mills' moment. Am I on to something?
Yes, first of all, I'm a Carpe Diem guy, so Damon, we got to seize this moment. You know, I came here a decade ago, and Owings Mills just didn't really have a personality. I came here, and the mall was in its demise. The sweet, what do you call it, the Sweetheart Red Solo Cup Factory was being demolished. It was a hole in the ground, and as I like, you know.
And all us old boys from Baltimore County were like clawing and beating each other over the heads to try to figure out if it was going to be, you know, what Solo Cup's future was going to be. Yeah.
100%.
I think all the right people did great on that.
Exactly. And I was living in Owings Mills, and I would go to the movies in Towson and go to Wegmans in Hunt Valley. Right. And then, like, you know, it was just an address for my, you know, I relocated my, you know, my family with my wife and three boys. Now, go decade later, I have my friends visit me in Owings Mills from the New York outside. And they're like, is everything new here? Like, is everything look clean? I mean, this is a beautiful area to live. We have Mill Station with, you know, all the top stores, and its energy is parking lots are full. And you go over now to Foundry Row, you got restaurants and Wegmans and everything. Then you can hang out downtown at the Metro Center and go hang out at this beautiful new Metro Marriott and Starbucks and the Tillery. And I mean, I love a good ball game.
You know, Tillery is like a major hang spot for business leaders.
Major hang spot. And then you got, you know, World of Beer, and you got all these great places, but you complement all this really progressive, modern, nice looking, highly attractive shopping and economic development. And you partner with what we also had, the nature and the environment and the parks and the community organizations. And I'm like, Owings Mills is the hottest thing going on in Baltimore County, if not the state. And I'm still learning a decade in, but I think we should feel pretty amazed at where it is. But I still think we're in like the fourth inning of the game, Damien. I still think that there's the next step of this development here in Owings Mills, which will be a win-win for everybody.
I think the communities have to begin. You have them aligned, right? And then the next piece of this, in my experience, is, does the community believe it has the power to continue to accelerate momentum? Like, at a certain point, a community realizes like all the lights are on them. And, you know, all you have to do is go to the Baltimore Banner and check out the election map and see like where the power in Democratic politics, which means where the power in state politics, especially this cycle, is coming from. It's all, you know, that corridor and Metro Center. Northwest Baltimore County's town center is the center of that whole political base. So if I had all of this infrastructure, I had all of this community alignment, and then I had an election cycle, if I was like my old friend Mike Davis, Dutch Ruppersberger's chief of staff, who was lived out there in Owings Mills, I think I'd be saying it's Owings Mills moment.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you know, people support what they help create. That's kind of my professional, you know, on my tombstone. And the fact is, you know, you put this type of alignment we have right now, the energy, the post-pandemic, you know, I'm seeing more and more boutique firms moving out to Owings Mills, to the Red Run section, because they're like, wait, what a great place to have a law firm, accounting firm. Now you have the Metro Center for lunch meetings. You know, you got hotels for clients, you know, so everybody's aligned. And I think that, you know, we're ready for the next step. And, but there is, to your point, we got to up our game on just the connectivity of Owings Mills, because there's,
let's so talk about better. That a little bit.
You know, I just,
the connectivity to me sounds like solutions are going to be coming in infrastructure, which means, you know, public money, public participation.
I'm talking about people connectivity, Damien.
Like, okay,
you know,
okay.
Owings Mills is so big. You got, you know, one side of Reisterstown Road, the other side, you have the old historic farm country. You got the other side of town with economic development.
Let me just say that just for some people that might not get that, you know, in addition to being the center of so much, you know, it's really like America's most beautiful horse country. So when people say exactly. like where Kevin Plank lives or where, you know, that's Owings Mills. That's, so you've got Transit-Oriented Development and you've got America's finest horse.
100%. And, you know, I've heard a lot of stories and narratives of how this got developed the last 30 years. And, you know, some of these historic, you know, horse farms became the JCC or became these housing developments. And it's so beautiful. But what we need to do now is connect it all. And, you know, opportunities like this today, Damien, for me to talk about it, you know, opportunities to spotlight it. Because I do hear about Towson and it's great and Columbia and all these others. But I'm like, why aren't people talking about Owings Mills? I mean, we have it all, beautiful homes. We have housing development to meet all ranges of people that want to live here. And what I also love is just the commitment. I just want to reiterate just the work of the Baltimore police and just public safety here in Owings Mills. I mean, I think there's just a general like unwritten commitment to just keeping this place clean, safe. But I want to make sure in my job, really going back to the JCC for a moment, I want to bring all the diversity together. And so people really feel a sense of just old school town community, see your neighbors, support your neighbors, live, work, and play, but also drive the outside activity in.
Now, the transit line right there, everybody's clamoring for transit all around the country. You got a transit line that connects you to what, Johns Hopkins? Is it connect down into Baltimore and then ultimately Johns Hopkins?
Yeah, I think, you know, the metro goes down into the city, and what a great opportunity. You know, look, a lot of people today are really passionate about climate change and, you know, reducing, you know, the carbon and all that stuff. So people that can use public transit, get, you know, and get up back up to the metro center and live and work there. And it's
awesome.
We had a
young professional that worked for us and then went on to work for Senator Van Hollen, you know, and I fancy myself sort of a knower of Baltimore neighborhoods. And when she told me she moved to Owings Mills, I was like, you know, Owings Mills, I'm afraid she's in her like late 20s. I just felt like she might have hit the suburban stuff a little too early. I was dead wrong. I mean, she loved it out there and she felt super connected to everything that we were doing in the city as a firm, but, you know, was living the life in Owings Mills. And it wasn't until I think we went out there to have a coffee with you that I realized, oh, now I get it. Now I get it.
100%. I mean, one of the gaps I would tell you from the last decade evolved was nightlife, you know, just having a good time. But now, as we just talked about the Tillery, other bars and restaurants, and the gap was arts and culture, live music. People want to see a good show and maybe grab a glass of wine or good, you know, good local beer. Well, then the Gordon Center, the J, took its asset and revitalized it. So it's not that we're looking to add everything new. It's also to take assets that have been here and just between public-private funding, revitalize them, turn them into new community assets. And that's why it's so great to kind of like, you know, shine the diamond on what was here and also, you know, add some new stuff that just keeps on creating the energy and the buzz.
Well, Karen Smith's father-in-law, the former county executive judge, transportation secretary, deputy mayor, all of those things, he calls that process renaissance. And he was the first one I've ever heard to put renaissance into a verb. And he used to say, we're going to be renaissancing. So I feel like you're renaissancing right now.
I want a renaissancing. I want romancing. I want, you know, families moving back into town, you know, lots of little kids around. And that's all good for community. Because as people age, we also want young families to feel like this is the next place to raise their family, you know?
So we have a pretty good statewide audience of leaders here, you know, people that might staff a committee chairperson in Annapolis, or, you know, Shelley Hedelman, Senator Hedelman's chief of staff may listen to us, or the county executive from Montgomery County. If you had a message for those types of people about Owings Mills, what do you think you want to tell them?
Wow. Well, that's a great question. You know, I think I'd want to tell them, Damien, to, you know, look at Owings Mills as like a microcosm of what everything could be right in our state of Maryland, of of a dynamic town reimagining itself, renaissancing, and you know, where there's such authentic diversity in this community. We have such a growing brown, black population in Oaks Mills, Latino, white, diversity of religion, living together, existing together, coexisting. And I think it's beautiful. I think our society needs places like Owings Mills that are back to that kind of modern town feeling where neighbors know each other. And I just would want to say statewide, just maybe come pay attention about how we're doing it, how we're building it together.
And wow, so you're saying the Maryland that people that everybody's talking about aspirationally, when it comes to diversity and it comes to transportation and housing and all the community and connectivity, that you guys got it going on. And this might be something that these state leaders should look at as a model for other places in the state. That's what I'm hearing.
Look, what I'm hearing when I read about a lot of divisiveness in society, who knows, politically, you know, racism, rising anti-Semitism, xenophobia, we can name them all. Everybody comments and writes the same thing, Damon. Well, we got to bring people together. We got to bring diverse people together, diverse organizations. You got to do it proactively. And I'm like, we've been doing it. We're doing it in Owings Mills. I mean, I think if something happened that was really troubling in our community, the rallying together would be so cohesive. And that's what I think other elected officials or leaders throughout Maryland should say, wait, what's going on with the roundtable corporate? Why don't we have a corporate roundtable in every town?
Right.
Who's leading and mobilizing? How do they pull that off? And by the way, we're on a shoestring budget. This Owings Mills corporate roundtable is funded by all the partners. We have not-for-profit rates, private. I mean, we're talking about a couple $1,000s. Like, Damon, this is not big money. But you know, what we did was by having that entity together, if there's an issue, you know, I can rally 60 of the largest employers in Owings Mills in about a, you know, 5-minute text chat. So how awesome is that if something happened and we need to rally, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know any other. I mean, even the State Chamber of Commerce or the Greater Baltimore Committee. I mean, I don't know that they have, you know, I don't know that they can do that. That's amazing. You know, one of the questions I have for you, and I'll let you go in just a second. Actually, let me just give you a straight up compliment. One of the things that I think that you bring to the table that I've noticed is the capacity to get everybody's attention at the same time, right? You talked about the joint text, like a convening power to just get positive goodwill attention. That's an incredibly short order these days. And we have a governor-elect who I think better than anybody in the country has the capacity to get everybody's attention with the spirit of goodwill in it. And once Barack, you have that, Governor-elect Moore has that, that's an incredible power because you have everybody's attention. They understand we're here to do something good. And now once everybody's together and they understand they got to do something good, they tend to be able to figure it out because they're all together. They can't escape themselves. They can't escape the problems. So I just would, again, it's not a question. I would just encourage you to keep using that convening power, to keep snapping those fingers at these momentous times, whether it's the Gordon Center or Metro Center. The word center keeps coming up whenever I'm mentioning totally. Your name.
Well, you know, look, you know, my mission is pure. You know, just I want people to connect. You know, we're going to like each other a lot better when we connect with each other. We're going to help each other's organizations be more successful. We all win. You know, I'm a blue ocean guy. You know, when we all focus, we all rise together. There's no competitive bloodbath in here in the community. We're all in our lanes. We're all like functioning together. And, you know, I think that the mission is pure. Like the more I got to know these executives, yeah, they might have been focused on their respective companies and businesses, but they care about the same things that we all need to care about. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to all be successful with our respective missions. So,
yeah. And the more local you get, as former County Executive Rasmussen used to say, you're closer to the people. You've got two council people in that area. Julian Jones and then Izzy Patoka, right? Yep. You sort awesome. Of got them both, right?
We got Izzy, We got Julian, both terrific guys committed to community. You got Cheryl Pastor, who just got elected into this district. She's awesome. I'm so passionate about advancing, you know, authentic diversity, equity, and inclusion in Owings Mills. We got a great lineup. I mean, right now, this is like I said to you, it's like that Robin Williams moment in, you know, Dead Poets Society. Like, you got to stand on top of the desk and look out and say, wait, this looks pretty good right now. We got a carpe diem this moment and seize it, because we got elected officials. We got alliance between public and private and NGOs. And I mean, it's good. And right now, with the county executive and the developers all really passionate about their investments, I think we got great stuff to happen this next, you know, 1 to 5 years. And the impact will be amazingly impactful if we seize this moment.
Well, we all know what the next step of that movie is. Our next step is to get on the chair ourselves and say, Barack Herman, captain, my captain.
Exactly.
We're here to follow you.
Yeah. Well, look, I'll stand up here. You know, again, the mission is pure. I love the work. I love bringing people together. You know, it's also changing mental models, as you know, people, what they might have perceived of the Owings Mills, you know, community, what people might have perceived as the JCC only being open to the Jewish community. Once we are allowing ourselves to challenge ourselves about those mental models and go out and talk to people and explain what we're doing, you know, people want to connect with each other. People want to experience the other. And
I want to not tools. Be afraid. People, you know, it's yeah. Well said. Well, he's Barack Herman. He's the head of the JCC. They call it the J. That's how serious it is out there.
Yeah.
He's also the head of the Owings Mills Corporate Roundtable. And now we're going to make you a movie star. Carpe diem. Seize the day. It's Owings Mills moment. Thanks so much, Barack.
What an honor. Thanks for having me on.